This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from May 24th. I'm Paul Plack. Airlines serving Europe are once again facing the challenges of dealing with an ash cloud from an erupting Icelandic volcano. Eurocontrol says air traffic ran normally yesterday, but there's a strong possibility the ash may impact parts of Scotland and Ireland in the coming 24 hours. Unofficial reports about the audio on the cockpit voice recorder recovered from Air France Flight 447 indicate that the captain of the Airbus A330 was not in the cockpit as the events leading to the accident began to occur. The Malibu Mirage Owners and Pilots Association will hold its 21st annual fly-in convention in September at the Homestead, an historic resort in Hot Springs, Virginia. Airbus says it plans to increase production of the A320 family of single-aisle aircraft to 42 per month in the fourth quarter of 2012. That's up from 36 per month now. A330s will also see stepped-up production. Bombardier says that according to its internal research, both its CRJ-1000 next-gen regional jet and its Q400 turboprop are achieving better-than-expected fuel burn. Lufthansa Cargo has finalized an order with Boeing for 5 777 freighters. Rockwell Collins reports it has received certification for its FMS4200 flight management system on the Bombardier CRJ-700, 900, and 1000 next-gen aircraft. And the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, better known as the Blue Angels, has canceled a practice demonstration and air show scheduled for today and tomorrow at the U.S. Naval Academy after a low maneuver at a weekend show prompted a safety stand-down. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, we'll hear FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's question and answer session from the Pilot Training Reform Symposium. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.